Good afternoon and welcome to the 2017 NAU Jazz Festival. My name is Russell Schmidt. I'm one of the three adjudicators for your performance today. I'll also be your clinician. This is Michael Krill's Wednesday Big Band from Desert Vista High School. I had the privilege of sneaking into one of your rehearsals a couple of Wednesdays back, and also got to hear you this past Wednesday night when you played a concert along with Akimal and Altadena Middle School Big Bands at DVHS. So it'll be interesting to see how things have come along since your rehearsal and since the performance on Wednesday. So if you've somehow absorbed the jazz sound from all the concerts and all the performances you may have heard so far this weekend. I'm a little distracted because right now we have a guitar amp that seems ready to explode and go straight to 11 in the Spinal Tap sense. So let's see what we get here from guitar. All right, here we go with Mulligan Stew. All right, good unified sounds. It's a well-supported, rounded sound from the horns. Good ensemble passages here. Yeah, I moved to the center to be sure I'm not just getting... Make sure I'm not getting just the stack of speakers stage right there. And as I move to the center where I'm seated now, there's good sounds, good blended, warm, rounded sounds. That was a very nice solo, Caleb. Trombones are starting to get a little lost in this post-Barry Sachs passage here, so trombones could... Maybe contribute just a little bit more, bump it up a full dynamic or a half dynamic, but I want to hear more of the trombones in that interlude. Yeah, hey, great. Very nice motivic development at the end of the trumpet solo. That was awesome. I might ask the sax backgrounds be softer during the trumpet solo. He wasn't quite on the mic as tight as he needed to be, so the saxes were a little too hot. All right. Good sax soli. Okay, there was a lick in the sax solo that had kind of a voo-da-doo-da-va-doo-da-va-doo-da that really wasn't locked in the pulse together as a sax section or in comparison to the rhythm section. So that'll be something to work on. Because there's so much technically that sounds good and right in this chart. There's so much that sounds good in this chart. We don't want to have those more exposed flaws. And in the sax solo, that was one of those moments. Okay, got some real curiosity happening on that final fermata. The chart was really nice. And I kind of kept hearing something vacillate between an E-flat and an E, maybe a trombone. I can't quite tell what was going on. But, yeah, something was squirreling in the last fermata, and that's unfortunate because that's our final taste. The first impression and last impression are always very important on charts, so I don't know if that was a brief lack of concentration or what, but I wonder if somebody's on the wrong note in the trombone section and then kind of woofed their way into fixing the note. I also want to compliment Connor on what I thought was a really nice solo on Mulligan Stew. Connor, I like the motivic development you did at the end of your improvised solo. Very impressive. Having said that, let me also get more praise out there for the ensemble. I think you play really with a nice, rounded sound. And I feel like that's improved since I heard you a couple Wednesdays ago. Things seem rounded, warmed, balanced. At that rehearsal, we did have people coming and going. We had a couple of subs, I think a couple of subs in the trombone section. The bass player was a sub. And I think you had one or two lacrosse players coming in late. So that rehearsal was a little funky, but I heard a much better ensemble sound from the group just now on Mulligan Stew than I remember hearing in the DV String Orchestra Room. So congratulations on that development of an ensemble sound. Okay, so on the bridge there, we had some really interesting, and maybe I should dare use the word odd, we had odd conflicts between the piano and the vibes. Also, I wonder if the bass player jumped two bars ahead at one point. Harmonically, it just seemed messed up. But we had some substantial crunches between piano and vibes, so we'll want to look at that, tighten that up before you have subsequent festival performances later this year. Go ahead and be assertive, Tanner. I feel like you didn't really start making a declaration until you were deeper into your solo. It took you a while to warm into it. Come right out of the box making a strong declaration. It's your turn to get the solo, and we want to hear you play. Yeah, great solo, Olivia, and I love your tone. Really nice, warm tone. One piece of advice, maybe write into your music if you have the same solo order next time. Get your microphone set up where you need it, where you want it, while Tanner's taking his solo. You have Tanner's entire solo. to get the mic where you need it. So go ahead and do it, because we kind of missed your first two or three bars until Mr. Krill put the mic in the right place. Very nice solo, Connor. That was a declaration right out of the gate. Oh, beautiful dynamic detail there. Very effective with the Subito dynamic effect. Here we go with the chords that... Yeah, we got chords from Mars on piano versus vibes. We really need to work on that. Go ahead and support that, trumpets. All right, lovely. What a great performance of a well-chosen chart that contrasts well with Mulligan Stew. I think that's awesome. There was a phrase, I don't know, I'll guess and say six bars from the end. It was the first of two or three answers that the trumpet section had. And the first one was really tentative, so come right out of the gate owning that. Oh, here we go with an announcement.
So for our third and final tune, we're going to play a piece called Power Trip. And it's kind of a simple rockish tune, but we tried to make it a little more sophisticated and it's a little more funky. It's going to feature four soloists: Robert Keller on alto, Nolan Kelly on trumpet, Megan Neal on tenor, and fourth, last, and but not least, Nick Shigeru on guitar. Yeah! And Nick's fan club apparently is in the building. So thanks a lot for listening, and we really enjoyed playing for you. Here we go with our final tune, Power Trip.
Awesome. Great set so far. I've really enjoyed Mulligan Stew and the Cat from Catalina. The band does seem like it's grown a lot, even just in the last 10, 11 days. So that's awesome to see. Let's see how Power Trip goes, and let's see Nick tear it up on the guitar solo here.
Yeah.
Fine solo, Robert. Good job. Yeah, now we're building momentum. Nice contribution from the drum set to really start driving Nolan solo. Hey, Nolan, that was a great solo. Good job. All right, Megan, here we go. Nice solo. And now we're on to Nick. Good job, Megan. Thank you, Nick, for that adjustment. It was definitely hot coming out of the gate. And at the end of your first phrase, you made an adjustment, which is appropriate, coming down. Nice job, Nick. Good solo. Less shredding than last time, but very nice solo. Ah, slow build. Yeah, very nice. Much excitement coming from that slow build there. Fantastic. Fantastic. Really great set. Very happy for you, Wednesday Band. I'm going to pause for a second while they do the photo and then have some concluding comments. All right, Mike. Wednesday Band killing it. Look forward to seeing you in the clinic. Anything more I might have had to say, I'll save for seeing you in person. Take care.